I told you the story of the Israelites coming across the Jordan River and God calling the Israelites to make an altar to the Lord made out of stones, 12 stones, as a remembrance of the miraculous thing that God did by parting the Jordan for them to cross over on the other side. And then we also talked about the fact that they had to leave a lot of stuff behind, some old patterns that they had to leave behind. And so last week we did this exercise of writing down things that we wanted to leave behind in 2018 and coming and leaving them at the altar. But then also some of you took rocks home as a reminder of the things that God taught you or things you learned in 2018 that you wanted to remember, that God could bring back to memory. And Miguel and I took the rocks that you left here at the altar and we chucked them as far as we could into the river. And so I had somebody at the door say, "Hey, you know what you should do? You should throw those in the river." And I was already thinking that. And then somebody said, "Hey, I wrote down anger. You got to toss that bad boy as far as you can because I don't want that thing coming back." And so we did. We threw them really, really far into the river. This morning, I want to do stones of priority as we step into 2019. And so we're going to be looking ahead, some things that God may be calling us to in 2019. Next week, we're going to be starting a new series on the foundations of faith. And so we'll get to that. But just thought, hey, it's the start of 2019. We left 18 behind. Let's shake off the stuff of 2018 and let's look to the things that God may be calling us to in 2019. And so these will be available after the service. But to kind of help us get started, you may have seen this before. This is not anything new. But oftentimes in our lives, if we don't prioritize stuff properly, things don't seem to fit into our lives. And we can end up prioritizing the wrong things. So sometimes we let the small things of life kind of consume us, and then after we've let those things kind of whittle through and kind of take way too much space in our life, then you know some of the other things that are a little bit bigger, you know, start to take shape in our life. And then all of a sudden, the things that maybe are a little more priority, like, you know, family and friends, they end up, you know, way up here, not taking up the space maybe that would be more helpful. And then when all is said and done, we have God, and we've filled ourselves up with so much stuff that there's really no space for God in the equation, and it becomes very, very difficult for life to progress. But if we were to prioritize things maybe a little bit differently, for those of you who are keeping track, I could have done two separate things, but I wanted you to make sure that the rocks were the same size. I know how some of you are. So if we put God in first, and next becomes family and friends and the things that matter maybe most in life. And then we put in those things that are a little bit smaller. And then those things that are even. I want to make sure I get all the rocks. I know some of you are keeping track. You want to make sure. When you begin to prioritize things a little bit differently and things begin to settle on the things that are most important, things get filled up. And you know what's interesting then? You have the things of God first and then family and then the smaller things. Then you can begin to pour more things. There's more space for those other things that God might be calling you to. And then even more, there's space for even more when things have been given their priority. And when God is the foundation, those other things, those unexpected things that you weren't prepared for, when they start coming into life and God is in control, there is more space for Him to accomplish the things that He wants in your life. And so as we start 2019 with this in mind, I want to look at a passage of Scripture in Matthew 22, it's page 958 in most of the Bibles in front of you, most of them. Jesus is asked, what's the most important? What is the most important things in life? Starting in verse 36 of Matthew 22. This is, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replies, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And this is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two things." Love God, love others. Everything hangs on this. And so when we prioritize things correctly, when God goes in first, then family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, then the rest of the stuff of life gets put in their proper perspective. And so with that in mind, I want to look at a few things as we look forward to 2019. So in your bulletin, there's a space on the right-hand side if you want to write some of this stuff down. Maybe you want this in your phone, so it's handy and available for you, whatever you need to do in order to process through some of these things. And as we look at these, sometimes it's helpful to dialogue with someone. Last week, I just had you do this by yourself, but maybe it would be helpful for you to dialogue with the person sitting next to you. We believe in community here at Living Christ Church, so if you want to interact with somebody sitting next to you, and that would be helpful, we're going to do that. Hey, Paul, can you push me forward to the first one that says 2019? All right. So either with the person next to you, maybe you want to do some of these first by yourself and then dialogue with somebody. We're going to give you a little bit of space and time to do this morning. So the first kind of set of things to kind of look at for this year, what are some potential challenges or blessings that you know are coming this year? Maybe you don't know all of them and you haven't yet stepped into those. But what are some things that maybe you know is coming in 2019, maybe you're a little stressed about? Or maybe there's some things that you know God is going to do that are blessings. Let's bring those before God. Important relationships, which ones need to be cultivated this year? And in what way do those relationships need to be cultivated? And bring all these things before God. God wants to be involved in all these. And so let's just take the next couple minutes. If you want to process yourself and then grab somebody sitting next to you. And listen, if not all these resonate with you, it's okay, I have more. So we'll get to those. But let's just take the next couple minutes and kind of look these over. as you wrap that one up, let's look at this now. What are some major or minor decisions that they need to be made this year? What skills do you want to improve? What new ones do you want to learn? What are these things that you want to bring before God for 2019? Major decisions, minor decisions, things that are coming up that you know about. What are some skills that you want to improve upon? Oftentimes we make New Year's resolutions and we forget them in 2 weeks. What are some things that you want to take and kind of put before you as kind of all year long? I'm going to work on this one. I'm going to work on that one. Our second value at our church is we will listen to God. We believe that he still speaks through his word and his spirit. He has things to say to us, and our response to him is going to be yes and amen. And so as we're looking at all these things, what might God be saying to you in regards to all these things? And which of these are we willing to bring to God, and which ones maybe are we struggling to bring to God? What healthy habits need to be built? What healing do I need to seek? What good work do we want to accomplish? And bring all these things before God. I got on the scale this morning, and I am the heaviest I've ever been in my entire life. Yes, I say that both to shame myself. No, I don't. Not shame. We don't do shame. 2019 is the year of the skinny pastor for me, or the incredible shrinking pastor. That is my goal and mission. I'm not making a resolution because I always break them, so I'm just going to work at it and in different capacities and put things to remind me of how to eat better, etc., and gather around good people who can help me in that process. But what are the things that God is calling you to in regards to some of these things listed above here? as you wrap that one up, one last one, begin to make a simple list of the highlights that matter, that you expect to want to take prominence in your life. So after we establish God first, loving others next, what are the priority things, those smaller rocks that begin to, which one of those need to take prominence? Maybe it's something that you've brought up in this list. Bring them all to God and ask which ones need to make more priority than the others. Maybe there's one of the things on the list that we just did that needs to take precedence first. Begin to categorize them. Or maybe you need more time to process these things. And so if you've written them down, maybe you need to bring them home. Maybe you need to go out for a cup of coffee with yourself or with somebody else and talk about these things afterwards. I know the space and the time frame is good for some and not good for others. You need a little more space and time to go after some of these things. And so I'd really encourage you to do so. But if you want to take the next minute and a half or so to just look over the list that you've already made and kind of ask God which one of these needs to come first, second, third, fourth, etc. I know we have list people here this morning that are excited about lists, so here's your opportunity. All right, as you finish that up, we're going to conclude the service with two things, and then I'm going to hand you a third. And so we're going to conclude with communion. Our third value as a church is we believe that everyone changes through the work of the Holy Spirit, and that starts with God. And with that in regard, Jesus, as the Son of God, as God-man came and sacrificed his life for you and for me, and the night before he was led away to die on the cross for you and for me, he was with his followers, and they were celebrating what was called the Passover, where they were reminded of what God had done in the Old Testament, where the angel had passed over every house that had blood on the doorposts as symbolic of God's covering for his people. And they were having this meal together, and Jesus took the bread and he broke it and said, "This is my body given for you. As often as you get together, eat in remembrance of me." And then he took the blood, or he took the cup, the wine, and said, "This is my blood shed for you and for me. As often as you get together, drink in remembrance of me." And that sounds weird and crazy, but after he died, all of this made sense to them, that he was giving his life up for all humanity. So when we celebrate communion, we are being reminded or remembering the ultimate sacrifice that was made for us, the God of the universe in human flesh, dying on the cross for you and for me, restoring our relationship with our Creator. And so every time we take that bread and we drink that cup, we're reminded of what God has done for us. And so when I'm going to have the elders come forward to serve, And maybe there's a whatever's on the top of that list, the priorities that you just made. Maybe you want another rock to go next to the one from 2018 to sit in a prominent place in your house or your office or wherever it is. And so there's more rocks available here and some permanent markers to write those down. If you want to write one of those before you take communion, that's fine. If you don't, it's all right. Whatever's helpful for you as we step into 2019. So we'll ask those that are down here that you would come to the center aisle and then make your way either to the right or the left. We will serve communion. And up top, we will have two people available for you on the right and the left-hand side to serve as well. And then after the service, I have something for you. So if we could have the elders come forward, and those serving come forward. And when you are ready, we'd ask that you would make your way to the center and down.